This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Indictments unsealed in Salt Lake City today expose another major security problem at the nation's airports. 69 people were charged with using false social security numbers and fraudulent immigration documents to get airport jobs. Another 200 people were fired. Those who were indicted had the highest level of security clearance. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
None of the airport workers indicted or fired today are terrorists, says Paul Warner, Utah's U.S. attorney, but they've demonstrated how easy it is for terrorists to gain access to the most secure areas at the nation's airports. These are workers who staff security checkpoints, clean airplanes and ramps, fuel planes, perform maintenance, and load cargo, baggage, and food. Airport security experts consider them the weakest security link because they have the ability to board planes unobserved, possibly leaving explosives or weapons behind. Six of the Salt Lake City airport workers lied about criminal histories, and 63 provided fake social security numbers or falsified immigration documents, all to get their jobs and the highest security clearance. Another 200 workers did the same thing, but for jobs in public areas. They were caught in a post-September 11th review of 20,000 airport workers. 9,000 were subpoenaed. This joint federal, state, and local action was prompted by an effort to secure the Salt Lake City International Airport in advance of the 2002 Winter Olympics in February. Federal transportation and law enforcement officials acknowledge that the same violations are probably occurring at airports all across the country. Airport operators and employers have been given a year to conduct similar reviews. Salt Lake City's experience bolsters a federal effort to complete the review sooner. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.